You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome to the BFM studio once again, Darius from Cazador.
Thank you.
And welcome back.
Now, I did used to fondly listen to your feature in the morning when you used to do it a long time ago.
Old Choice Cuts.
And you sort of have popped up on the BFM radar, you know, every once in a while. So yeah. Welcome back.
We don't like to stray too far.
Cazador's getting some good vintage on it, eh? You guys have been around, man.
Yeah. What are we? We were 87, so we're coming up, 31. We're in our 31st year.
Still down the far end of Dominion Road?
That's it, yeah. The dark and breezy end.
Still take, like, if someone kills something, they'll come in and you cook it?
Yeah, within reason.
I love that. Hey, my nana, she was going anyway.
Yeah, no, with a bit of notice, that's absolutely our sort of claim to fame, you know, the BYO game.
What's the weirdest thing you've had come in? You can't say grandma, I said that.
No, I can't say a lot of things, but Black Swan was probably...
Whereabouts? Procured from Western Spring?
No, from a legit, well, so I'm told, a legit...
Natalie Portman?
Cull every... Yeah. and I had about 40 minutes warning before having to have that ready.
That's a big animal.
Yeah, right. But it was just the breast, so a quick Google search yielded nothing, and then I figured it out myself.
Stuff
and
like,
it
you awesome. Should not eat this.
Yeah.
Did you have a little taste of it?
I did, yeah, and it's so good.
Oh, was it good?
So good, yeah. Oh. Honestly, like, I expected it to be quite rich, like a bit too irony, because the meat's so dark, but actually it was like tender, juicy.
I wonder, what a white swan tastes like.
Isn't there something funny with swans that they're under the queen's protection or something that?
Exactly, so white swans, yep, and then the black swan, and in a few areas of New Zealand they have some pretty intense culls because the numbers get real bad that they sort of eat away the natural environment around the ponds.
They travel in packs as well.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
Yeah.
Dogs are like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're on a decent agenda here. You've got a lovely big square plate, very reminiscent of old mate Jamie Oliver.
Yeah. He's got nothing on me. What we've got next to the plate is our beautiful laneway offering, which is, well, part of our laneway offering, which is a picnic hamper.
Lovely flax bag, by the way.
Yeah, so these are handmade by our friends at Companion Co-Design.
It's a lovely loose weave, like just enough to hold all the big items in there, because we're talking Whole Foods, really, aren't we?
Yeah. But the beauty of this is that this is going to be perfect for your water bottle for the rest of the night.
Yeah, it's
and
cool.
Then the next few days, you know, next few weeks and months, you can take it to the beach and all of that.
And it'll naturally disappear at some point.
Yeah,
it's good.
So, no plastics, none of that jazz. And this is a basket kete woven by new migrants and former refugees, so really lovely piece of
shit. I'm glad I brought that up.
Yeah, piece of
that's
art.
Great.
And then we've also got this beautiful throw that comes with it, and again, obviously reusable. It's a beautiful piece of fabric.
Is there like actual stitchings in there as well?
Yeah,
are they all the same or what?
Yep. Yeah, so they all hand done, like I say, by new migrants and former refugees. And this one says something along the lines of festivity or celebration,
right,
or something to that effect. So, yeah, beautiful thing. So that's going to serve as the base for your spread here, which is all Cazador created goodness. So should we crack into it?
I can see a baguette just poking its head out.
Can I just say, I was at Fat Freddy's on the weekend at Western Springs, and I bumped into some friends, and they were having a picnic, and I was like, oh my god, having a picnic at a festival is top notch.
Totally, like, especially with the new venue at Albert Park. You've got the trees, you've got beautiful wind coming through, just enough wind to keep you cool, and then plenty of grass, so you know, kick your shoes off, sit down, take a breather, and graze away. And of course it goes down with a sawmill brew or two, so we'll have a little voucher.
I haven't opened mine yet. Let's hear the pop on a sawmill.
Yes.
My apologies, everyone.
That's pretty good.
So, we've got a little voucher in there to pick up some brewskis from Sawmill. And then in the... do you guys want to get in there and you can just talk about what...
John, it's kind of like Christmas, like food Christmas. Yeah.
Okay.
The herd is...
So what do you, what
coming
do you see?
Oh, Caitlin, you're still here as well. Let's go there.
So you've found the bag of Cazador crackers, a mix of different crackers, obviously, you know, just your vessel for getting the rest of the goodness into you.
Shall we put it out on the plate?
Yeah, just chuck it all on. Imagine you're at Laneway, you've got some good tunes in the background.
Nice. Obviously, you can see I'm an expert at plating.
Yeah.
Scoring highly. I've got a what?
Oh, these are your these are your serving
like a little couple of bamboo dishes.
Yeah, you've got your wooden cutlery in there.
I want to check out biodegradable right now.
Absolutely, yeah. You don't see an ounce of plastic in there.
This looks like some sort of salami.
Exactly, Cazador-made venison salami.
Oh, wow.
Aged and hung for about 3 months. So everything we do is, of course, you know, free range, wild, and all handcrafted by us. So, you know, you're getting quality there.
Dude, can I just take it? Is it rude of me to describe it?
No, that's exactly what's going on, I think.
It would be rude not to.
It would be rude for me not to after you've done it.
Come around and have some if you'd...
So I'm opening up a little tin here, and this is a rillette. So this one is a rabbit rillette, so slow cooked rabbit until it's falling off the bone, and then we pick the meat off the bone and then mix it with the cooking liquid, so the stock, and then some duck fat, and then it becomes this spreadable goodness. So you've got your...
Is that like a pate, but not...
Basically, yeah. It's a little more coarse than a pate.
That's annoying that I did that, eh?
No, don't say pate. Layman. Is this...
Can I just dip my cracker
in it? And I've got a knife here, so you can use that.
This is probably like a good four people. You have a little situation here on the grass, eh?
Yeah, so we call it a hamper for two, but it would easily do four.
Yeah, I mean...
And then we've got our daily bread baguette from the wonderful Daily Bread down at Point Chev. There's plenty more, so I'll keep the pace by...
Yeah, keep them wrapping and open. I've got to say, the sawmill pilsner is quite the tasty.
Oh, they're awesome, eh?
By the way, that rabbit stuff is delicious.
Yeah.
Highbrow, John. Give me some of that purple stuff.
What do you got there? Do you guys recognize this piece of...
It looks like a slice of meatloaf.
Close, yeah. I mean, again, layman comes in with the meatloaf. What it is a terrine.
I know this.
So essentially a meatloaf, yeah. And it's basically just...
Stay strong. You call it what it is, mate.
It's in this case, it's venison, and we've mixed it with a bit of dates and almonds.
Oh, yum.
And then it's pressed into a heavy base cast iron mold, which is known as the tureen, and then very gently cooked in the oven for about an hour, and the heat just is really gently goes through so that it's not going to crumble at all, and you get this beautiful sort of dense but sort of tender meatloaf.
Rad.
Yeah. So this is our tureen, and of course that goes perfectly with the
Does the tureen get eaten with the cracker?
Do I put it directly into
my
face?
You want. That's the beauty of these things. You could eat it as is. You could smear it.
I've got the best seat in the house right now.
Make like that again. Smear. Okay. Is it butter, John? John's canary in the cave at the moment. I'm sure it's fine. Yeah.
So this one's all about textures. So you've got you've got some bigger cuts of meat in there. You've got some fine mints, some coarse mints. You got the nuts. You got the fruit.
And it's delicious. It's forced to get along.
Yeah. It's like a
way too much here, but what are you gonna do?
Lock them in a room and they'll be friends after a while. And they've come together.
Yeah, you're onto a winner with that one.
So that's our tureen. Famous at Cazador, we've always got one at on the menu at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to probably my favourite. It's a bit of a crowd pleaser. This is the parfait, and the parfait is
a bit smoother.
Exactly, French for perfect, because it's so smooth that it's perfect. And what it is it's the other end of the pâté spectrum. So where you've got rillette, which is coarse, this is ultra smooth.
Thank you, Dad.
So the rillette is muscle meat, whereas this is liver, as in a traditional like a traditional sort of pate would be. And we've passed it, so this is like butter, like super silky smooth, like it melts on your mouth.
Hey,
so
are we taking phone calls? Your headphones going okay?
They're a little bit chunky, but
one of the ears might not be
let's
working.
Let's see.
It's fine. Then you just dodge that bullet.
No,
it's
okay,
great.
Brilliant.
Okay,
so somebody give the parfait a go. You can use the little handy little flick knife there.
Oh.
Or you know, just dip in with your cracker. You know.
Okay. Here we go. We got the phone back. Here we go. Let's do this. It's the same caller. Hello, caller. We just missed you.
Yay! Darius is back. Woohoo!
It feels good. It's like settling back into an old armchair.
Where have you been the whole time? It's been about 3-4 years now.
It has been. We've been on the lonely end of Dominion Road.
Yeah, he's been at work.
But we're still there and we'll continue to be.
I think it was Zach and Ethan last had you on the breakfast, I think.
It was, and I had Ethan in for dinner. He's in Bangkok, and he just came in for dinner about a week ago, and he hasn't changed a bit.
Nice to have you back. I hope it's going to be a regular segment.
We'll see.
Every laneway. Thanks, mate.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers. No worries. Bye.
The real question is, where has he been?
Yeah,
get out to Cazador and have a snack. Point.
Mate. Yeah, yeah. Well, to be fair, he's probably coming in fairly regularly. What do you think about that texture?
That looks like liquid.
Yeah. And it's like, but it's the, if you could get, you know, butter.
Someone bring a thesaurus quickly.
Butter is never quite the perfect temperature, but this is what butter wishes it was.
Man, it's gnarly.
I'm gonna put.
You can even double up. You could have meat on meat.
Yeah, combos.
I reckon the rabbit. For me personally, the rabbit is the winner, followed closely by the. What the heck was that one again?
The venison terrine.
The venison terrine.
Yeah, not to be outdone by the salami. The salami is the silent hero in the background. You know, it's
What are these little crackers doing, by the way?
Just, you know, providing a bit of texture, a bit of salt, and a vessel to get the rest into you.
We haven't even busted the bread yet.
Is everyone going to be getting a whole loaf?
Yep. So a whole baguette.
Someone's going to get smacked with a baguette at laneway, definitely. Which is totally cool.
You know,
you have a good time as long as it's consenting.
You do what
smacks.
You want. Once we pass it on to you, it's up to you what you do with it.
Yeah, break bread, dog, medieval style.
And this is the thing, you know, like a picnic kind of sort of dictates the style in which you eat it. You know, it's relaxed. You know, you can use your hands. You can rip that bread.
Let the record show that Caitlin did the gimme gimme signal with her hands just then.
Noted.
Have we talked about what's the damage on this? If I want to get fancy at laneway,
so 110 for two, but as you can see, it's clearly for four.
Yeah, definitely roll four people.
And that is bearing in mind the beautiful throw, which is a keepsake forever, and the basket, which will do you at least all summer, but maybe right even longer.
Have we taken photos of this, everyone? Put it on the internet.
The last. The knife.
Oh, sorry.
The last thing, which you might not want to get into yet, is the chocolate mousse.
Oh, there's chocolate mousse.
Famous Cazador chocolate mousse.
What?
So that's with your salted pistachios and your candied orange and your chocolate brandy mousse.
Forget about what shirt you're wearing at laneway. This is definitely quite a nice little outfit to have. Totally. People are going to be so jealous.
Totally. So we've got our little, we're calling it a micro pop-up because we're going to sell out because it's, we're making our Casa Dogs, which is our handcrafted hot dog. So we've got our venison and sauerkraut hot dog, and we've got our rabbit and dill hot dog, and they're on these super soft milk buns that you could probably, if you took one of those milk buns and you were so inclined, you could crush it into the space of like a 50 cent coin because it's so soft and full of air. It's like a cloud. So we're selling those, but because they take so long to make, you know, we're making these sausages by hand. So, and we're just a small little outfit. So we're probably only going to get it's going to be about 250, and when they're gone, they're gone. So get in quick, and you'll be able to pick up this hamper. You have to pre-order it online.
Okay.
And then you can pick it up from
where
us.
Where do we go? What do we do?
So the easiest way is actually probably on our Instagram. So you could either look us up on Instagram and go to our bio. We're Cazador_AKL, and we've got our link in the bio to the hamper. Or you can just Google us and Google Laneway Hamper or something like that.
We'll chuck the link on our minuscule little page as well.
Cool.
If you Google Laneway Hamper and Cazador, it's the first one.
Boom. If you Google Laneway Hamper and Cazador, it's the first one. Everybody's echoing what was said from afar. Brilliant, man. What a treat. What a little way to sort of re-up Laneway a little bit.
Yeah. What have we got? We've got about 6 or 7 people here, and there's barely any damage done to this. So.
I'm ordering one. I
would highly recommend this to... anyone out there, while your mates, get some
food in you before you push the boat right out as well. Like, it's kind of a more daytime situation.
It's a beautiful park, and there's lots of space to spread out and have a bit of a picnic.
Oh, it's made for it.
Treat yourself. It's Auckland Anniversary Day. There's heaps of good music, and there's great food as well.
And at the end of the night, when your sweat cools off, you've got a throw to keep you warm.
Nice. Yeah, true. Very nice. And a cute little bag, by the way.
Thanks.
So what else?
Chocolate mousse.
Should we do like a anything we need to know about Cazador that's going on? Because it's been a minute.
Well, we've got, like I say, we've got our Cazador Dogs, which is like a bit of a cult classic, a bit of a following there. There were many happy punters last time we popped up at Love Bucket, but there were probably an equal amount of unhappy punters that missed out. So like I say, this is going to be equally divisive because we're tiny and they're very labour intensive. So,
yeah,
so,
yeah, man.
So that's going on. And then we've got our Goat Burger, which was a classic of the old breakfast show days. So we're doing goat burgers for one night only, and that's nice with one. Growers champagne. So we're selling half glasses of fancy champagne for $10, so nice and cheap, real nice way to try some different stuff. And of course our epic burgers on Tuesday the 5th, and that's bookings only, I believe, so give us a call. And yeah,
someone's saying, great to hear you on the radio again. It almost sounds like Playboy letters to the editor when you run through the menu.
Wow, that's a compliment and a half.
Very nice.
All right. Hey, well, thank you very much, Darius.
Awesome. Lovely to be back.
So good.
We're going to play a couple of Laneway tracks, and then we're going to probably just eat for a little bit.
Yeah, good idea.
Get a Cazador hamper at your Laneway situation. Go and you have to pre-order it. Don't show up going, I want a hamper, now I'm here. You got to pre-book these situations.
I think it's probably good to go out with Stoned and Starving.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. And then we'll go into some Denzel Curry.
Very nice.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.